I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so it is our poll question Wednesday. By the way, breaking news, Arkansas has signed a 4-year jersey patch sponsorship with Tyson Foods.
Shocker. So,
more money coming into the University of Arkansas.
Who's having sex with Jerry
Jones? Why did that take so long to get that one done?
Well, I think they just passed a law in college sports where you can now put like sponsors on jerseys.
Oh, really?
I think so.
They didn't have that before.
No. Oh, and so now it'll say
but
number.
It's okay to have that Nike swoosh.
It'll, yeah, it'll say. Well, they buy the jerseys, mm-hmm. So it'll say number, SEC, Tyson Chicken.
Nice. I like it.
No doubt. But we asked a question because yesterday we had a percentage result, which was what, like 4% of people say that gambling.
6.5% of gambling say gambling while they're watching baseball is part of their activity.
Of their game day experience, right. Gambling is.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
6.5% involved. So we asked a question, our poll question on the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question on the Fan 965. 180 people have voted. Is sports gambling a part of your regular football fan experience? Have you seen the results yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, I have earlier. I haven't followed up on them.
So now that it's been a couple hours, and now more people are getting to start to wake up, mm-hmm. what do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going to say more 50-50 probably.
It is 65.6% no, 34.4% say yes.
Wow.
We had the one comment still that reigns by itself that says, well, yes, 100% I do for my game day experience with the NFL because those Thursday night football games that are hard to watch make it that much more interesting, which I think is probably, if we did Family Feud, that would be the number one answer. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you gamble on, you know, football? Being number one, because it makes the games more interesting. I mean, that's, in a nutshell, what has made probably my college basketball experience more entertaining is that, I want to follow the sport because March is such a fun tournament to kind of have a little bit of an edge on other people because you've watched these teams play and you kind of know how they do their things, but also the gambling aspect as well. But kind of surprises, 65.6% still say no, and it's not part of their regular football fan experience, especially having a team that I would think the Chiefs are a little bit more fun to gamble on. I don't know. I mean, look, there's people that, you know, they're hard-earned cash.
Right.
I'm not going to go gamble it away. I mean, I have friends that find casinos extremely boring and not fun, whereas I have friends and myself that think the casino is worth the thrill. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, to each their own. But I am a little shocked that out of 183 people so far, 65.6% say no.
Yeah, I don't think I'm... I guess I am a little shocked about that, but the more, you know, you think about it, the more it's like, do we think everybody's gambling because we're involved in that world? You know, it's like, oh, everybody loves the NFL, and then you go somewhere else, like, I don't like the NFL, you know, like, or regular season football, like we found out, you know, people are like, this is boring now that we got to watch the whole game. So I think sometimes we form our perceptions based on, you know, the world in which we live, obviously. So I thought it probably would be higher than that, especially with the NFL. People like having some juice on the game. Mm-hmm. The baseball thing was surprising that only 6% of baseball fans are spending time gambling as a regular activity during a baseball game. That one was a little bit stunning to me, but I thought we'd probably get closer to 60, 40, maybe 55, 45 in favor of no, probably, but I thought it'd be a lot closer than that. What'd you guys anticipate?
I thought it'd be like 60, 40, yes. Because I feel like football is easier to bet on than baseball. And that was only like basically my reasoning.
But also, too, you made the point with your hard-earned money. And now with the economy and everything the way that it is, maybe people don't look at that as a way to kind of spend their money anymore. And maybe the question's different if, you know, it's a different type of economy out there right now. I don't know. People are still going to do what they're going to do. Vices always sell. My dad always told me, buy a liquor store. It doesn't matter what the economy is. You're always going to make money. If it's bad, they're drinking the cheap stuff. Mm-hmm. If it's good, they're drinking the good stuff. So you're always going to be selling something and always going to be in business if you're a liquor store. So vices always sell. So I don't know. It's just interesting to me.
Yeah, I'd be curious on the demo of the votes and who's skewing no and who's skewing yes.
Yeah, because you think younger are gamblers and olders are not?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about my friend group and my generation. Yeah, I mean, we're on the apps.
Yeah, how
many
screenshots are you getting a night of? This is what I got in.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, right.
We're not as much.
Exactly. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting paid to perpetuate gambling? No, we're having a topic.
We're having
about
a conversation.
We had a topic about it yesterday, already explained. So thanks for listening. There are people on the text line saying a lot of these people are probably people that went out there and bet a few times, lost, or like, yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And another guy's like, man, I've gambled a few times, and how the F do people know it's going to be 44 and a half or 45 and a half points? And what do you know at the end of the game? 44 total points.
Yeah.
It's rigged. I'm out. I get that too, man. Like when there's too many like coincidences, like, yeah, I don't want to play with numbers. So I get it.
There's a lot of coincidences. We talk about it all the time. The over-unders are basically dead on in every single game.
How about this for a future matchup in the March Madness bracket? Because after last night's embarrassing loss from Missouri Tigers, they are still projected to be a 10 seed. So they'd have a 10-7 matchup, which could be an interesting game. We always love those 10-7 matchups, right? Mm-hmm. Not as much as we love the 5-12 matchups. But in this bracket forecast that we saw from Fox Sports, Kansas is a 4 seed in the Duke bracket. Obviously, Duke would be the number one seed in that bracket. If Duke would win their game, which they would in this instance play Merrimack, Kansas would then play the winner of Miami of Ohio and Georgia.
Is so Miami of Ohio getting in now with 30 wins, or are they still on the fringe?
Did you see how it started to affect them?
I love it.
Last night, they were down with like a little bit of time left, ended up prevailing and winning, but you can tell it's starting to like, March is starting to affect people.
It does.
And, you know, maybe it's affecting Kansas's offense. Maybe it's affecting Missouri's like, hey, we knew we only needed to win one of these next two to get in. Oklahoma, we'll save our energy for Arkansas. Well, better bring it on Saturday, Mizzou. But if Kansas wins against Stephen F. Austin, who they're projected to play in the first round as a 4-13 matchup, and then can, you know, get to the second round, then they have a chance at the Sweet 16 to play Duke.
That would be fun. That would be a game that everybody wants, right? This is why I always say the mid-majors are fun on Thursday and Friday. But the next weekend, it's time to let the adults go to the party, because Duke versus Kansas would be an extremely highly rated, sought after, want to watch type of basketball game. It would probably be, it was in the Sweet 16. It'd probably be Thursday night, the primetime game, I would imagine, you know, or Friday night, maybe the primetime game. Everybody's going to want to pay attention to Kansas versus Duke. That's what we want to see in the NCAA tournament. We want to have fun in the first weekend. But then we get to that second weekend. It's like, all right, let's let the adults come to the party. Kids, go back to your kids' table and have your fun over there. But Kansas and Duke would be huge for the NCAA tournament.
I know that I'm hard. You have that conversation with yesterday where it's like, is Shire the next Bill Self in the world of college basketball? And is Bill Self on his way out? And this is one of those things where it's like, well, here's Duke. And not only that, think about the ratings for this game. I feel like the ratings for Duke, Kansas in the Sweet 16 would be probably the highest, if not one of the top three highest viewed games of the entire tournament, because not only do you have Kansas Duke, not only would you have Bill Self and Shire, you got Cameron Boozer versus Darren Peterson.
Yeah, the most watched game.
I think so.
I think more than the national championship game, honestly, because you know it's one of these games people's brackets are still alive too, and that does matter. I mean, if your bracket,
100%.
I know for me, it was like when Kansas lost my bracket, I was done. I didn't care about anything.
You had him going the whole way every time,
right? You know, and then when Kansas lost in the first round of cup, I didn't watch any more of the. I'm out. I don't care anymore. Like, you get that feel. That's the way I am. Like, when the Chiefs aren't doing good, I don't want to pay attention to the rest of the NFL. If the Royals stink, the rest of baseball can bite it. It's like in the college basketball tournament, if Kansas was out, I was done.
Chiefs go 6-11, locked into division round. Football sells.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, the Super Bowl didn't this year, but again, we want the big boys in there. We don't want, you know, Seattle and whoever they played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that would be the highest rated game.
I think it'd be huge. It would be
Duke,
outstanding.
Kansas, like basically not a standalone, but it'd be a Saturday game.
It'd be a Thursday, Friday. Sweet 16.
That's my only worry.
Are they standalone? They're close to standalone games once you get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, because there's what, eight teams, one day, eight in the next. So then it'd be like two in the top of the day. There'd be like an 11 and a one, or like they do that. And then they do like, you know, 2 and 5, and then they go to the local news break, and then they'd have your late games. But I bet they'd put Kansas Duke Friday night.
Oh, it absolutely would be a night game.
Be like a Friday 6:30.
And I don't know what day that bracket plays in that they have them potentially penciled in. And if it's a Thursday, it's a Thursday. And I'd rather have a Thursday night game. I think that would be better.
Me too.
I really do. I think a Thursday night game for Kansas and Duke would be a lot better than a Friday night game from a television watching standpoint. More people are captivated on a Thursday night.
I don't know where this tease is going to go, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is Bob Fesco a jerk? He'll explain next here on 96.5
The
Fan.
I think.
Your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Don't bury the lead. Are you a jerk?
You guys decide. You know, well, I think it's time. Yeah, of course. The answer is yes. But no. You've been saying for the last couple of weeks, KUK State senior night, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard other basketball programs, oh, senior night's coming up, and I'm thinking to myself, why are we still doing senior night in this day and age of college basketball? Hasn't that run its course? Are there any seniors that we really need to honor anymore at these universities? It was always reserved, like when I was at KU, the Jacques Vaughns, Rafe LaFrance, Paul Pierce, all those guys that were 3- and 4-year type players. Obviously not Paul because he left a year early, but all those 3- and 4-year players that were there that build up all of that love with the fans. They build up a relationship. You're there for 4 years. You watch these kids come in as 18-year-old kids and leave as 22-year-old men. They brought great joy to your life for those 4 years. And college basketball right now, like if you're a senior in college basketball, you probably gone the Melvin Council route, right? And you've been to 3 other schools, and you're finally here at your 4th school for your senior year. And so I was just thinking about, like, isn't senior night now kind of antiquated in college basketball? Like, don't we need to move on from that? Because it's not like it used to be where these seniors were truly part of your program, and you were honoring them as they went out the door, you know?
Maybe the greatest text we get today from the 816. On the bright side, introductions for the senior night don't take as long.
Well, that is true. I mean, that is true. There's not a lot of those long speeches and stuff that they have at those senior nights. But I was just thinking, like, things in sports that are just antiquated right now, senior night has to top that list because those seniors just don't exist anymore in college basketball.
They may not exist at the schools we know, but it might be one of those college things where it's just like, this is what happened.
Well, if you have them, you can do it on a case-by-case basis, yeah. I would imagine. Like, if you're St. Bonaventure and you've got 5 seniors that have been there for 5 years, well, go for it. Yeah, honor those guys. But if you're like KU and it's like senior night Melvin Council, like, I know he's been a fan favorite this year, but, I mean, we hardly knew you, you know? We don't need to throw roses down for this guy.
Yeah, I think it's for him, though. I mean, it's about... Senior night, it's not just about KU, it's about his college career. He made it his senior year, and in college basketball now with the transfer portal and everything else and guys in and out, it kind of feels like that's impressive. I still think it's not for us. It's for them.
Yeah, but you didn't go to that school for 4 years, you know? Like, it was one thing when you went to that school for 4 years, or you came in as a sophomore and you redshirted and you played 3, but you were there for, yeah, you know, those guys had that longevity, you know?
But it's not career night, it's senior night.
It is, yeah, it is. But I think it sucks now. I just do. I think with the way that college basketball is, we're no longer freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. We're paid employees. We're paid professionals. It's a professional sport now, guys. It really is. I mean, I think that's the way we have to look at it. It is no longer like that collegiate love that we had. It is professional sports disguised with that collegiate love that we had. And so we've got the collegiate stuff that we still want. But on the other hand, it is so professional now that we have to start accepting that it basically is just the lower level of what professional sports is. It has now become a true minor league feeding system for major league sports like football and basketball and baseball to an extent as well has always kind of been in that category.
I don't know the accuracy of this text, but this is wild if true. So the stats on this, I'm not 100%. I'm just going by what the texter says from the 913. Mm-hmm. The SEC has one senior who stayed the whole time at the school. One
in
the whole conference.
God, that's unbelievable. That could be very... I would buy that. Like, if you were to tell me, is this true or false?
That screams Vanderbilt.
It does, right?
That screams like, well, I'm not going to make it, but damn, I'm going to live in Nashville my whole life in college and just...
But isn't that crazy if that is true? One senior in the entire SEC all year? Yeah, this stuff has moved on, man. It's kind of run its course. Kind of like a 162-game baseball season has run its course, you know? Like, there are things we need to change that have kind of gotten antiquated in sports. I feel like senior night is always now. I shouldn't say always. It used to be great, but now I feel like that's one of them.
It will be interesting to see the KU crowd when they do the Melvin Council thing because he's the crowd favorite,
yeah.
Right? Like, they say, I think last night in the broadcast, like, Darren Peterson is the star. Melvin Council is basically the mouthpiece. Like he's the
Vinny Bobby type stuff. You
pretty
know?
Much, yeah. Except Bobby plays like 162.
Yeah,
games
well, yes. But you were saying star versus mouthpiece. Yes, yes.
Right.
Bobby plays. Yeah.
But that's they were saying. So I mean, you got to think they're all going to be like barking when they say his name, and you know, had a hell of a senior year at KU because Melvin Castle, man, that dude is fast.
Yeah, he can play. He's a fun player, but he's there for a hot minute. You know, it doesn't lend itself. Like when you guys were in school, did you have senior night at Tennessee, Mac?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there was a senior that graduated that stayed an extra year after I left. That I was really sad that I couldn't be there for senior night. Reported on him. You know, saw him when he came in. Yeah. So I don't know if it's maybe still not happening at Tennessee, but yeah, I mean, definitely. Absolutely.
You build those relationships too with as fans doing at the college ranks. You build the relationship with these kids as they come in as freshmen.
Sure.
And a lot of them kind of adopt them as their own. You hear it all the time. These are my guys, you know, and you watch them go through life and then senior night, you're crying because, oh man, my guys are leaving now.
Well, yeah. It's also cool to see like who actually is a senior because like he may never play. It might be the guy when it's a 30-point game with 2 minutes left that he come in and you get the applaud from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cool like when you still see it today because it's something that, you know, you don't really necessarily know it's happening unless you're there, right? Like they'll show a clip of like Council getting his picture or whatever and shaking Bill's hand and waving to the crowd or whatever it may be. But you know, I think it's cool when you find out like, oh yeah, that guy's been here. He's a chemical engineering like major, but yet he's been on the team for 4 years and stuck it out and played a total of 5 minutes his entire career. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah. We used to have those guys back in the day, like the TJ Watleys of the world, you know, and we'd get down to the end of the game and before the Rock Chalk Champs, we want Watley. That's when you knew you were playing good and winning games. They put in the bench guys. Yeah. And those guys would be on senior and they get as big of applause as anybody. Do those guys, and I'm legit asking, do those guys exist anymore in college athletics where you have that walk-on guy who stays his entire 4 years and then does get the senior? Does that even exist in college basketball anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea. But what does exist still to this day is the debate on where the Chiefs should go with the 9th overall pick, because I was confused at first by Logie Berra's question yesterday on our Instagram page, which was, would you rather...
see today.
Yeah, and it's, you know, would you rather offensive line or running back, and is offensive line a new position of where we need to look? Because this is how these things go, right? The Jets might take Jeremiah Love, number 2 overall, or wherever they pick. Jets franchise tag Breece Hall. Now, the Jets are no longer at running back. Well, once... Juwan Taylor was told by the Chiefs that he's going to be released once the season starts and to save $20 million under the cap. Everybody started speculating in the national world going, well, Jeremiah Love's going to be gone. Caleb Downs might be injured, but might not be. They say, whatever said. Tate might not be there. Bane's got small arms. Are we now handcuffed, no pun intended, to now addressing what is the position, even though we were told by Nate Taylor, The Athletic, who joins the show during the football season once a week, saying that Jalen Moore is going to be the right tackle. Would you not be pissed or like pissed if at 9th overall they took an offensive tackle or an offensive lineman?
I've been telling you that since January 5th that Jalen Moore was going to be the right tackle, so I would be pissed if they take a right tackle because they don't need to take a tackle at number 9. I think that, to me, in my opinion, is a waste of a pick. You're paying this guy, you paid this guy, you went out and signed this guy in free agency. You've been telling people, you know, he's going to be your guy. And so that's where I'm going. I'm sticking with where I go. I think drafting an offensive lineman is, again, not batting Bobby Witt leadoff, in my opinion, is malpractice by the Royals. Drafting an offensive lineman at number 9, I think, would be malpractice by the Chiefs at that point in time.
Yeah, Brett Veach town would be a town that I'd be moving out of if right tackle was the 9th overall pick.
Yeah.
Absolutely would be. No, like pissed. Very, very upset. If
yeah, you are stand pat believer that this offensive line could be top 5. Is that a stretch?
Top 10 for sure. Okay. Top 5, absolutely. I think that's a ceiling. I think they're like, there's so many reasons why they were bad last year. There's no reason to believe that all of that will be better. They had injuries, the play calling, no running game, no passing game with wide receivers being hurt and all that. Like, there's a plethora of reasons why they would have been even worse than they actually were. So I think Josh Simmons missing 6 weeks. Like, it's just, there's so many things we could talk about with the offensive line. I think they're going to be awesome next season. It's going to be one of the highlights.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Everybody's going to be healthy. You're going to have more of a running game, at least is what we're perceiving right now, which allows those offensive linemen to do the work that they love, which is just, you know, firing out and you know, dominating the line of scrimmage. But also having that semblance of the running game is going to make the offensive line better because they're not going to be as predictable as they were last year. And I do really believe a lot of the Juwan Taylor downfall in all of this started with Andy Reid's predictability on offense and always being in a situation where everybody knows you're going to pass. And even if you're not going to pass, we're going to guess pass anyway because chances are you're not going to run the ball all that well. So I think the offensive line just gets better overnight based on play calling. Based on being not predictable on offense, that in and of itself can make your offensive line better.
You have probably a left tackle with the highest ceiling out there for a young player at his position, I would say. I don't know if that's biased or not, but I would assume like what he showed, what he could possibly get to, the ceiling is probably the highest out of anybody in that age at that position. Your left guard fell into a blessing there with Kingsley Suamata'i. I think he's going to be just fine
at
that position.
He's been good. Yeah.
You have the best center in football.
Yep.
You've got a right guard that's really, really good at run blocking, average to a slightly above average in pass blocking. And then you have a right tackle who's no longer going to be jumping off sides, that you've addressed that problem, which, again, we've talked about this before when we didn't have a left tackle, how the strain goes down the line of people having to pick up for the weaknesses that are out there. Well, now that weakness that was on the right side of everybody trying to make sure, that worrisome might be gone. And now you have a guy that actually knows how to line up on the right side of the ball and not jump and not cause confusion or, you know, anger when it doesn't go right, when something does go right. You know, how many times you see a 10-yard play, false start, 74, offense. Oh, my good. You know, so I would be irate if they went at the ninth pick with an offensive lineman, because then I would definitely come out here and say, I have no effing clue what the Chiefs are doing. And some people say if they took a tackle or something at the ninth overall pick, it would let them know that they're punting on this season.
And that's the other thing, too. Yeah, you know, you would know exactly. If they go offensive line at number nine, you know exactly what's going to happen this season, and you can plan your fall accordingly.
There's just not even like a tackle there that's like, oh, this guy's really good, though. Seriously, it'll be another all-pro right across again, from Josh Simmons. No, there's not that guy.
Yeah,
Go get Trey Pipkins. If you're worried about Jalen Moore, Trey Pipkins is sitting there. He's 29. Go get him.
Who's worried about Jalen Moore?
Because
they were convicted to Jalen Moore before the season ended that he was going to be their guy next year.
Yeah.
I'm just baffled by the fact that most of the people in this city were wanting Juwan Taylor out of this team.
Yeah.
And then he's gone, and now it's like, gosh, what are they going to do at right tackle? It's like,
but, yeah,
well, you
because
have
he's a good football player. But you also have Jalen Moore. Like, this is the answer to the question. And
Issei Bola,
yeah,
who knows?
They're not drafting an offensive tackle at number nine at all.
Binkley mentioned him shortly, and this is a name that we all may shiver when we hear him, but Wanye Morris was one of the worst left tackles we've ever seen. What if he comes back from this injury and we find out in training camp, it's actually a pretty good right tackle? Maybe that is the case. They have three options right now on this roster, that all of which there's a possibility that they're average to above average.
And
so I'm not worried about it.
If you draft a tackle, is he going to be a better right away than Esipole?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if that's the case, like, then you just really dumbed yourself down, because that was a guy that was on the practice squad that you didn't know exist. You plugged him in a really important position one game, worked out, and you're like, oh, okay.
I didn't know who he was till we had our Christmas party out there, and I saw the jersey hang, and I said, who's Pole?
Highest paid center, highest paid right guard. You've got a first round pick at left tackle. Yeah. You've got a first round pick at left tackle. That's now your second round pick at left tackle. That's now your left guard. If you allocate another first round pick to that offensive line, that's just bad. That's mismanagement. That's malpractice.
Yeah,
you've got to look at the rest of the roster.
You do. And I know it all starts up front. But I mean, as you mentioned, Mac, all of that, you've invested a lot of money in this offensive line. I, again, continue to go back to the play calling. I don't know that offensive line was necessarily set up for success last year.
No question.
By the way that they were predictable on offense. I think that has so much more to do with it. I honest to God believe the biggest change that needs to be made this offseason is Andy Reid's play calling. Obviously, we need some players to execute that play calling from the running back position. But, man, I just continue to kick myself when I keep hearing that word predictability, and heard it from, you know, Justin Reid, heard it from, you know, Chris Jones, heard it from so many people, heard it from other teams talking about how predictable the Chiefs were on offense and how predictable they were on defense, too. Like, that's where we need to really drive home the point of, if you're the coach, and Andy's done a marvelous job at this last year, not so much, put your players in position to be successful. Passing the football 70% of the time and not giving your line a chance to disguise anything is not putting your guys in the best possible spot to achieve success.
Is the best possible spot for a edge rusher on the Kansas City Chiefs a name Jonathan Grenard?
Jonathan Grenard would be awesome here. He
Based
would be
on
fantastic.
What, His last year was not good. He didn't play only 12 games.
Yeah, he only played 12 games. He was injured in some of the games that he played. I mean, if you, I could find the exact stat, but over the last 3 years.
Well, you combine the previous 2 years, he was pretty good. But I look at the last year more than I look at the previous 2 years. Guys get older, you know? And so I'm hesitant based on the way that last season ended to bring him in here.
I'm also just worried that the reason that the Vikings want to trade him is because of salary cap issues, and would that work with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, if they cut him, right, what does that mean?
But
if
it says they're open to trading Pro Bowler Jonathan.
Well, yeah, but then nobody's going to offer anything. And they know you're going to cut him.
And Vikings think that they probably will end up cutting him. They are in cap hell right now because of mismanagement, and they've got a quarterback to go try and find right now and pay. So,
yeah.
Grenard, you mentioned good seasons. They were great seasons. So let's just like call it what it is. Great seasons. 12.5 and 12 sacks, back-to-back seasons. That's
But then was injured, numbers went down, you know. It concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I get you. It's a concern. I just think he's the best option out there.
Yeah, and I always get concerned too, Mac, when teams in the NFL release players. Mm-hmm. If you're a good player, they find a way to keep you. They use salary cap as an excuse. And that always scares the bejesus out of me. Because those teams that are cutting these players, most of the time, a good majority of the time, they know what that player is about. In the NFL, they're not in the business of getting rid of good players. And so I've always learned and been told over the years by just, you know, having conversations, if the guy's good enough, we find a way to keep him on our roster. And so when you see these guys that are cut, they're being cut for a reason. These teams no longer believe that they're at that level of play. So maybe a new face works. I don't know. But I'm not against signing any defensive lineman at this point in time. I'm not making a trade for him, I don't think.
This is with his last bad season. 16th in, over the last three seasons, this is Grenard's ranking. 16th in pressures, 15th in sacks, 20th in QB hits, 13th in hurries, 17th in forced fumbles, and 12th in havoc created plays, which is an advanced stat that
and
we can get into.
He?
But he, I believe he's 28 years old. Mm. And last year he was on a Vikings defense that didn't have anyone else, and he still had a really, really good pressure rate and still had QB hits.
Why are they giving up on him?
Because they are in cap hell and they don't want to deal with the money. I know you think that's an excuse, but like they've got other stuff to deal with. Like, I don't know.
They have a new GM. They have a quarterback that sucks.
Did they hire a GM or did they just fire their guy? And I'm being honest.
I don't remember
hearing that they hired a guy.
This goes against your theory of teams just don't think a guy's good anymore. This is goes to maybe the worst ran franchise in all of the NFL.
Well, there's exceptions.
Yeah. Trey Hendrickson is going to walk for free and be on a new team this year. And to me, you guys talk about the offensive piece that is like the home run hit in Breece Hall. This is the home run piece on the defensive side.
I'd sign him in a heartbeat. Yeah, I would sign him. This is not a we're getting rid of this guy because he's no good anymore. This is a mismanaged franchise.
Mm-hmm.
A mismanaged franchise. Like what they did last year with Trey Hendrickson and where they are now, the franchise tag, all that, never got along. What a waste of a year for that guy, right?
So he was hot ass last year. So what's the difference with Grenard and him?
He's getting away from a bad franchise that was absolutely terrible last year in all aspects of everything. I don't think anybody wanted to be there in Cincinnati last year. You didn't have Joe Burrow from the start. And he's not wrong by that.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he was not good last year. I just think the whole Cincinnati thing, the film of Cincinnati that laid over top of it, I just got the feeling like those guys were just all done once Joe Burrow went out. But that's the concerning part about that as Hendrickson. I was talking to somebody over the weekend that was a Bengals fan, and she said to me, she goes, the concern of Bengal fans right now is that Joe Burrow is the next Andrew Luck. And I'm like, ooh.
Eesh.
Yeah, Bengal fans are nervous that he's going to walk away. And you let Trey Hendrickson go, the stalwart on your defensive side of the ball, team leader. What's that saying to Joe Burrow? Is that making him excited to stay there in Cincinnati either? I mean, that's going to be an interesting one to watch, man.
Jeez, they've done everything he's asked. Brought him back Jamar Chase, brought back T. Higgins. Hey, you want Mike Gesicki? All right, we'll go get Mike Gesicki. All right, you want Orlando Brown? All right, we'll sign Orlando Brown. I mean, I feel like they've listened to him. Like,
maybe
hey,
he ought to start telling them defense.
Yeah, hey, I want Trey Hendrickson. Hey, dude, you wanted us to sign everyone on offense, man. Sorry, we're going to have to draft well now. You're going to have to deal with young, cheap players on defense for a minute.
Sounds like me. No, I'm kidding. but honestly, like, the Bengals are such a bad organization. What they do, they've never been good at anything.
Yeah, I would rather have a 28-year-old Grenard, who I believe in more than 31-year-old
that's fine,
Hendrickson.
Yeah.
That's
I'll take both of them, though.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Smash.
Hello, America.
But the Grenard one is interesting because, again, he's like getting released. He's in the prime of his career. I know he didn't have a good year last year. Why? What's the deeper level question there?
Boy Mafe as well, a guy in Odifa Owe.
Yeah. I'm also wondering if like he's perfect for Flores' system, which is like blitz heavy. Like that's why those pressure numbers are there, because like that's all they do.
Did it in Houston too.
Yeah.
Had 12 and a half sacks in Houston as well.
Fair.
Can we get Will Anderson on our team?
Yeah.
Wait, he's hitting the free agent market soon though. Right? Two more years?
Yeah, two more years.
What's that guy gonna get?
A ton.
So much.
The fact Cincinnati made a Super Bowl is beyond me.
It's unbelievable.
Is it worse losing to them in the AFC Championship game after the 13-second game or going 6-11?
Worse losing to them.
I saw
a quote from Trent Williams yesterday where he said he'd rather not make the Super Bowl than lose in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, so it was affected for like 3 to 4 months afterwards.
Yeah, like hiding, like hibernating for 3 to 4 months. And I don't blame him. It sucks. Yeah. Like you work that hard to get there and then you lose.
To the same team.
To the same team, right? But the answer to your question, the 6-11 wasn't as bad as like that loss was, because that loss to Cincinnati, that gutted everybody after the 13-second game.
You might have won a Super Bowl then.
Yeah, right?
100%.
I mean, it would have been unbelievable to see what would 6-11. We were kind of checked out after Chris Jones went to bed in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you kind of had an idea.
I mean, I could describe the 6-11 season in probably about 2 seconds.
Hey man, what did you make Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
No.
Okay. Coming up on the other side, KU and paid athletes here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, don't forget, at Three Guys in a Garage, or as you know him, Jay Binkley, it is his birthday today, so make sure you are giving Jay Binkley a happy birthday shout-out.
Happy birthday, pay dirt!
There you go. The band, the myth, the legend. The best there is, the best there ever will be, and the best there was. Even though I messed that up, you get it. Bret Hart, Jay Binkley.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy birthday, Bink.
Yeah. I like celebrating Jay's birthday. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year because it's also a command, March 4th, and celebrate Jay Binkley's birthday, right?
Yes.
Let's go, Jay.
March 4th and celebrate the Binkster.
That's exactly right. That's what we need to do. Jay Binkley needs to be celebrated. He is a unique individual.
Boobs are great. Mm-hmm.
Do you have today's from when he talked about being Santa?
Oh, no, I can get that. I'll get that. For later.
I mean, that may be his greatest line of all time.
Legal.
Binkley.
Legal had to tell me.
That was at the end, right?
Yeah, legal told me I couldn't have anyone sit on my lap. No, that's just common sense.
Right.
Now, you know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all.
So even Andy Reid chimes in on Jay Binkley's happy birthday. So a day to celebrate one. Maybe this is interesting. KU will lose millions in tuition and taxes to pay its students, its student athletes, as faculty fight for a raise.
Yeah, they're using tuition now to pay NIL deals for athletes at the University of Kansas while not paying professors. What a scam. An effing scam that is. Screw you, KU, for doing that.
Is that going on everywhere, you think?
I would imagine probably.
I mean, they could be the only ones.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the one now that's in the news, right? This is the one that's in the news. On July 1st, the NCAA told schools could start paying their athletes just like any other university employee. The cost is already causing tensions in Kansas, where faculty and staff are fighting for a raise of their own for their low pay. The salary pool's capped at $20.5 million, but schools can distribute as they see fit. KCUR discovered that KU athletics finances are so bad that new student athlete payroll is coming out of the university general fund made up of tuition money and state tax dollars. Kansas athletics was $11.9 million in the red last year and projects $14.9 million deficit this year. You're talking about basically $26 million in the red since this NIL started, and you're taking money, hard-earned money, that people are paying for tuition to send their kids to school, and you're taking that and you're using that to pay basketball players instead of paying the teachers and the professors that are on the front lines making the university what it is. And I'm sure it's going on at other places, but I mean that is a scam. And in 2014 or 2024, 14% of KU's general fund, $168 million, came from state tax money. So now your tax dollars are going to pay for a guy to hang out in Lawrence for 6 months and play basketball or football. I'm not in on this, man. This is where I do have a fundamental problem, because I know from my experience where I sit right now with two kids that are getting ready to go to college, I've been saving their entire lives as little as I could to make sure. The thing that I feel most guilty about is I'm not going to be able to afford my kids' education like my parents did for me. Now, times were different back then. It was a lot cheaper to go to college. But if my family has busted our ass to save our money to pay for our kid to go to college, and they're taking that money and using it for a guy to play basketball, I have a fundamental problem with that. I think that sucks. I think KU can screw off when they're doing stuff like that.
Yep,
it needs to be separate. If you can't afford to run your athletic department and you're at a deficit of $26 million over the last 2 years because you can't manage funds the proper way, you can't be dipping into taxpayer dollars and you know, tuition money that needs to be going towards the teachers that are on their front lines. What if all these teachers decide to strike?
Well,
what's going to happen to your university?
Well, that's where I'm at. It's like, what's going to happen when they just like stop showing up to class?
Yeah.
This seems messy.
It's very messy. Yeah. I mean, it is very messy. It's not the right way to do business. This is where people are going to start to say, all right, now we're getting a little, you know, think about your hard-earned tax dollars. You know, obviously some of your tax dollars go to fund schools and stuff like that. What if you found out your tax dollars that you work so hard for are going to these athletes? And oh, in Mississippi now, by the way, they're paying those athletes on tax-free dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So you are working your ass off, getting taxed, paying the university, and those guys are getting tax-free dollars.
Bull crap.
This donating to university stuff, man, I don't know where college is going. I don't know what the feel is for people with a college education these days, if it's important anymore. But college to me and college athletics is becoming one of the biggest scams since One Hour Martinizing, man. Like, this is absolutely insanity to me that you would take out of the general fund and taxpayer dollars to pay athletes. The Kansas athletics and every athletic department is a private entity from the university. They're supposed to be self-sufficient, not $26 million in the red over 2 years because you can't manage the NIL situation. And so now you're taking from professors who barely make any money.
Yeah, and I think we need to draw that line in the sand even deeper. We need a bigger delineation between athletic programs and the school. Like, at this point, it sounds like we keep saying, like, it's G League sports. This is pro sports.
Yeah.
This is minor league stuff. Then we need to make a league. Okay, so there's KU the school, and then there's KU the athletic department. They're completely separate, and KU's in this minor league conference or whatever that may be still called the Big 12. I don't know. We need to completely restructure this because they are separate entities.
They
now.
Are, yeah.
There is the business of KU sports and university sports and athletic programs, and then there's all the students that go there and do school. Those are not the athletes anymore.
Right.
Those are completely separate things. They want to go see those athletes that get paid by the athletic institution. So,
could you imagine if we were using tax dollars in Missouri and Kansas to pay the Royals and the Chiefs, or if like in New Jersey they were using their tax dollars to pay the Jets and the Giants? We'd be out of our minds if they were doing stuff
like
that.
Remember the stadium tax conversation?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
1/10 of a cent or whatever it was. That's like,
yeah. But now your tax dollars are real. People are tired of being taxed. I mean, people are over this. That's why good luck to the Royals in trying to get a vote passed for a stadium downtown, because that ain't happening, because more people are going to be asked to spend more money out of their pocket. And people just don't want to do that at this time. This pisses me off as a parent, quite frankly. I save, I work, I have anxiety over sending my kids to college. I want the best opportunity for them. I don't want them to be in loans, and they're just taking the money that people are working their asses off that they're paying for tuition and just paying a guy who's there for 6 weeks. Man,
kiss my ass.
If you want to donate to the athletic department and you have your own budget and you do your own thing like Max suggested, fine. The minute you start dipping in, to the general fund for a university to pay athletes, that's where we've lost all control.
Yeah, there could be a cap. There could be a cap that minor league has a fund that they hand out to the athletic institutions. KU Athletics, this is what you get. I mean, it could be a league. Could be a system. Whoa, who knows? There could be rules and regulations.
Yeah, and KU, I will say this, and I think I've said this before, they actually write a check to the university for their scholarships. Not many schools do that, right? They actually write a check for their scholarship kids for tuition to the university, but that by no means should enable them. They're paying just like I am to go to the university. They should by no means be getting taxpayer dollars to pay salaries of players.
So I shouldn't pay the rest of my student loan debt.
Think about you. Yeah, you're paying your student loan debt. Oh, we're going to write a check, and we're going to give that to Darren Peterson.
Sweet. I'm kidding. I went to UCM. Darren Peterson doesn't even know where that is.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
UCM.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, some people on the text line say this has been going on for years. This is now just, you know, coming out of the woodwork, but yeah, it's definitely
This has not been going on for years. What's been going on for years is I got $50K. I'm going to give it to you in a McDonald's bag around back. Fine. Now you're taking from these professors that are begging for raises that can't afford to live to give that money to a guy who's there for 5 minutes to play 6% of the time.
620 says you can't play both sides of the fence, fellas. You wanted college athletes to be paid 2 years ago. Now you're mad.
Still do, but not this way. You've got to do it the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just be taking money from professors.
Yeah.
It'd be like me taking money from, I don't even have an example for this, you know? There's nothing that equates to this. This is the wild, wild west, and people are doing whatever they want. This is not paying players. This is stealing from college professors that deserve raises. Paying college players. Have a bake sale, man. Raise your own money and pay them. You're a separate entity. Don't take from the general population, students at universities, and the general teacher population, too.
Yeah, because it's a good way to recruit athletes. It's a terrible way to recruit professors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, what is college going to be in 10 years?
Well, I don't know what the answer to that is. Like, I'm looking at my kids right now. I want them to go to college because I didn't have a great time. I want them to have the college life experience more than I care about the studying experience, you know?
Oh, for sure.
You know, that was the...
Welcome to freshman year. You're going to learn English. Wait, I just spent 4 years learning English.
Right.
Why do I need to learn it even more? We're going to dive more into it. We're going to know why it's called English. Oh, great. Yeah. All right. But you can miss 3 days.
Yeah. So it is. It's a conundrum right now. Like, is the college...
Are they still grading attendance in college?
I don't know. Is the college plan, the way that we do college right now, is that still the norm? Like, or are we seeing a big-time change?
Oh, huge change. I think a lot of people are realizing now that they can have a life that they want to have without going to college.
KU projects a decrease in enrollment due to a looming, quote, enrollment cliff or a projected...
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Major decline in student populations because of declining birth rates that began in 2007.
That's not the main reason. The main reason is college tuition and debt is killing generations.
It is. And let me ask you this. You're going to be a teacher, right? You go to college, you pay $100,000 for college. You come out with $100,000 in debt to go teach to make 35 or 40 grand a year. How does that make sense at all?
Make it make sense. Make it also make sense. The World Baseball Classic and no salary cap in baseball. Well, we'll figure out what they mean to do and what the owners are showing as a maybe a crack in the system here on 96.5 The Fan. You're over Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that's done.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free.
Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.